The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.
The 1975 classic Jaws is 50 years old this year, and a play that looks at the journey of the film's history, it's called The Shark Is Broken, is coming to the Gaiety Theatre in May. I'm joined on the line by co-writer and star of that show, Ian Shaw, who's the son of Robert Shaw, who of course played the iconic Captain Quint character in Jaws. Ian, good morning and welcome to the programme.
Hi, Pat. How are you?
I'm very well. Now, tell us how you begat the title, The Shark Is Broken.
Well, it's what they used to say on the radio, you know, the shark is broken or the shark isn't working, because it just kept malfunctioning.
The shark, I mean, up close, and you saw it as a child up close in dry dock, as it were. Was it convincing?
It was to me. I was very little, you know, so I was 5 years old and they had it under a blanket so as not to reveal the monster to any other press or anything like that. And so when they pulled it back, I was definitely alarmed.
Now, you are in this production playing your own father.
That's right.
Now, that's a difficult challenge because you would know him as none of us would know him, because we take the character on the screen and we draw our own conclusions as to what kind of man he is. But you knew him very differently. So to marry the personal and the professional.
Yes, I mean, it's something that I initially didn't really want to do. I sort of came up with it as a slightly mad idea that ended up in a drawer for a year, because I loved my father, and I thought it would be ridiculous or disrespectful to portray him as he would have wanted to have been portrayed, I think, which is warts and all. So it was with some persuasion from my family, friends and wife, you know, to do it.
Now, tell us about the structure of the play. I mean, the title is very fetching to begin with, very, you know, makes us all curious about what might be seen on stage. So what's the structure of the play?
The structure of the play is it's set on the Orca. So it's the final third of the film. And it's centered around the Indianapolis speech, which is the speech that they were having great difficulty with, that Robert delivers so wonderfully in the film. And it's really about the relationships between the three men, Roy Scheider, played by Dan Friedenberg, Ashley Margolis plays Richard Dreyfuss, and Robert and Richard Dreyfuss didn't get on. And Robert was drinking and the shark was broken down most of the time. So it's a sort of claustrophobic comedy set on the boat.
Now, you mentioned your father was drinking. He, as we'd put it in this country, he was fond of a drop.
He was. Yes, there's a lot of actors were of his generation. You know, it was the normal thing to do for a lot of them.
So Richard Burton and Richard Harris, Peter O'Toole, they were all fond of a drop.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and I mean, we were just playing in Brighton the other day and they showed us the bar that they had backstage, which existed right up to the 70s, I think. So it was sort of culturally normal for some people to be drinking while working.
So they'd go on stage half cut.
They would, yes.
Now, you lived in Ireland, your family lived in Ireland after Jaws. What was that living like?
Well, we lived there in, you know, at the point that he was, you know, making it. So it was like from the early 70s, we lived in County Mayo, right next to Tormachedy, which is sort of, it's near Ballinrobe and Castle Bar, right by the shores of Loch Mask. And it was an incredible place to grow up. I mean, it was an idyllic place, so stunningly beautiful.
I've seen a picture of your dad pulling pints at Paddy's Pub in Tormachedy. Is that pub still there?
It is, yes. By right on the water there. He would row across the lake sometimes to go and have a pint. That was probably his favourite place in the world, you know, sitting in the pub by the fire, drinking with the locals.
And you've revisited that pub and pulled a pint yourself, I'm sure.
Well, I haven't actually, but I'm going to do it because obviously we'll be playing at the Gaiety up to the 17th of May, and then I'm going to go out west with my brother who actually lives in Kilkenny.
Now, the writing of that speech, the famous Indianapolis speech you referred to, your father had a huge input into that.
He did, yes. I mean, Howard Sackler gave a five-page version, and then John Melius had a go, and it was huge and unwieldy, and Robert was really unhappy with it. So he rewrote it, but then got too drunk to do it and was mortified and called Steven Spielberg at 2 o'clock in the morning to say, could he have another go? And that's the final version that we see on the screen.
Now, you playing your own father, a difficult thing to do, obviously, but you still obviously have your brother, you mentioned, who lives in Kilkenny. What did the family think of your portrayal of their father or grandfather, as the case might be?
Well, they seem to be incredibly supportive, you know, because I think they know it's coming from a place of love. It's a homage to my father. It's a homage to Jaws. You know, we do show the uglier side of things, but at the same time, I think they do believe it's coming from a really good place.
Now, when you look back at Jaws, the movie, and indeed other work of your father, he was a brilliant and much acclaimed actor, but when you look at it, can you watch it as a movie rather than, if you like, a piece of family history?
Well, that's a really good question. I do get lost in it because I think it is just such a perfect film. It's got better for me with time. I appreciate it more and more. I love the way the tone keeps changing, and it's very funny, weirdly, because I didn't remember that when I was a kid so much.
Well, it's a long time since I've seen it, but I remember how effective it was in not necessarily showing the shark at particular scenes, but still terrifying us. Was there a floating limb that suddenly moves across the screen? And
absolutely.
It says, shark.
Is there a movie that you can just literally sing two notes and you know what you're talking about? Mm.
And that, of course, the score by, was it John Williams who wrote the score?
Absolutely, yes.
And that is a score that will certainly stand the test of time. Now, you're coming to the Gaiety. You'll be playing in May. How has the reception been elsewhere where you've played the show?
It's gone really well. You know, it's been quite a journey. We started out in Edinburgh just doing it almost as a fringe show. And then we rewrote it for the West End. We've been to Canada. We've been to Broadway. And now we're touring the UK and Ireland. And it's gone so well. I'm immensely gratified by the reception.
All right. And besides this, you have other credits to your acting name.
I do. I think this will probably go down as the job that defined me to some degree, because it's so personal, so emotional for me. That it's been the most satisfying thing to do of all.
Well, I'm looking forward to seeing the show. It's running at the Gaiety Theatre in Dublin from the 13th of May to the 17th of May. And Ian, thank you very much for joining us on the programme today.
Thank you.
Now, that's Ian Shaw, the son of the late actor Robert Shaw, one of the stars of that great movie, Jaws. And that's pretty much all we have time for today. A reminder...
The Pat Kenny Show
with Aviva Insurance
on News Talk.